This is where things, revelation, and wisdom is birthed in the womb of your spirit, your belly. Just turn it over. Glory to God. Good morning, everybody. Turn to First John. We've been talking about the anointing world within you. You know, you can't exhaust the word of God. Faith cometh by what? Hearing. Not faith cometh by having heard. Hallelujah. The faith that we're talking about is the God kind of. Talking about faith in our Heavenly Father, in our Lord Jesus, in the Holy Spirit. That kind of faith, which Scripture calls holy faith, comes by hearing. Not just having heard. You have to continue to hear it, because faith comes by hearing over and over and over and over and infinitum. Hearing. So you can't ever say, I'm tired of hearing about it. To say that, or even to think that, is to say that faith doesn't come by hearing. Once faith comes, where does faith come? It comes on the inside of us. Hallelujah. And that's how we get it in our hearts, by preaching and hearing what is preached. Hallelujah. Which is the word of God. Hallelujah. So in 1 John chapter 2, verse 27, the word of God says, but the anointing which we have received of him abideth what? In you, in us. Come on, put your hands on your belly. In us. And I do that and use those physical illustrations like that because it makes us more aware that there is an anointing, a real tangible substance on the inside of us. This is not delusional. This is reality. You have an anointing on the inside of you. When we made Jesus the Lord of our life by confessing the Lordship of Jesus, because Romans 10, 9 and 10 says, if we will confess with our mouth, how many of you know where your mouth is? So that's not difficult. If we will confess or say with our mouth that Jesus is my Lord, meaning giving him ownership over your life. You know, our life was spiritually bankrupt at one time. We were spiritually dead in our sins and our trespass, which we inherit from our first parent, Adam and Eve. But Jesus came as a substitutionary sacrifice. He took our place in sin, because the Bible says he who knew no sin, referring to Jesus, was made to be sin. It didn't say he sinned. He didn't commit a sin. Hallelujah. Adam committed the sin that made us all sinners. Jesus didn't commit a sin. He was made as our substitutionary sacrifice, meaning he took your and my place in death. When you read the book of Revelation, one of the things Jesus says, I am he that was dead, but now I am alive and alive forevermore. Hallelujah. He is the first man ever raised or made alive from the dead. And I'm not talking graveyard dead, though that's true too. I'm talking spiritually in hell dead. No one ever went to hell and came out of hell but Jesus. And Jesus came out of hell a conqueror so we could make him the Lord of our life, so he could change our lives so we would never visit or live in hell. Through your gates, your eye gate, your ear gates. That's why Proverbs said, don't let the word of God depart from before your eyes and your ears. That's how you get it into the midst of your heart. Come on, put your hands right here. The midst, the womb of the spirit. This is where things, revelation, and wisdom is birthed, in the womb of your spirit, your belly. Because the Greek translation translates belly, womb. You ever notice when a woman's pregnant, she gets way out like this? The baby's not in her stomach, it's in the womb. That's the birthplace in the natural, isn't it? We said, look at that lady's belly. Is that a belly? Food's in the belly. So belly in the Greek, one of the translation is belly, and it called womb. So Jesus said, out of your womb shall flow rivers of living water. That's the birthplace of the human spirit. That's where spiritual things are deposited. So the anointing is within your spirit, and out of your spirit flows anointings, because water always represent anointing or the Holy Spirit. When you think about the Holy Spirit, think about the person that is involved with the operation of the anointings, which when we release our faith, activate the anointing. Faith activate God's anointing. Okay, for an example, the Holy Spirit was hovering over the face of the earth in Genesis chapter 1, verse 3, said, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the water, right? But nothing happened. When it said the Holy Spirit moves, or meaning his power or anointing hovers over the earth, but nothing's happening. The darkness still there, isn't it? Now we see the channel or the picture changes, and the spotlight goes on God the Father. And the script, it puts it on the earth. Let us see how dark it is. Darkness is there, right? Because something has happened. The earth has changed. Now there's darkness on it. I don't have time to tell you what happened, but I know what happened. But I don't have time to tell you what happened. He knows all things. He knows how faith works. He knows how to get a manifestation. He, the Holy Spirit hovering over a sick person. He says, ooh, that's a terrible disease you done got. No, God doesn't say that. The Bible says, God who calls those things that be not. Now, let me help you. Those things that be not doesn't mean they don't exist. Those things that be not mean you don't see them. God calls those things that be not seen with your natural eyes, such as Abraham being the father of many nations. No one saw this but God. Abraham didn't see it, Sarah didn't see it, and the people that worked for him didn't see it. Because when he said, what's your name, sir? And he says, Abram. They said, how many children do you have? He said, none. And they go, oh gosh. They gave him a name, and he said, father of nations, or father of many, and he didn't have any. Can you know how people make fun of you? They used to do that back in the day, too. I mean, that can kind of work on you. Abram?
Here.
Oh, your name means father of many. How many children do you have? None. Whoa. About 100 years old, dude. Because back in them days, name meant something. You're going to have a legacy to leave with your children, but you don't have no children. That's an insult. That's an embarrassment. But God says, Abraham, I've made you the father of many nations. Then the Bible says, Abraham decided. Now, this is just Joseph trying to speak. Abraham decided, because you have to make a decision, because we're free moral agents. God's not going to force nothing on you and I. His thoughts, his will for your future, but he won't force it on you. He says, I've decided you're the father of many nations. And Abraham willed to believe that. And Abraham said, I receive. See, now the earth, planet earth is not a human being. It has no will. So when God says to the earth, light be, there's no one between God, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. So light, boom, came into existence. But when God said to you, be healed, you're between the word of faith and the manifestation. You have to say, I receive what you have said. Be it done unto me. Like when the angel said to Mary, you are favored by the Lord. You will bring forth the Messiah. How can this be? I don't know a man. Listen, the Holy Spirit will hover over you, will come upon you like he did in Genesis chapter 1, verse 3, because he's the birth-giving part of God. And that Holy One that will be born in you will be called the Son of God. She says, be it unto me according to your word. Well, his word, that angel's word, was the word of Almighty God. He was just the deliverance boy. That's all we are, deliverance boys. The word is God.
Thank you for watching the Oasis of Love TV 10-Minute Workout. This teaching is available to you in its entirety on our Oasis of Love TV YouTube channel. We would love for you to subscribe, like, and share our video teachings today. This message was brought to you by our patrons at Love Center Family Church, Joseph and Deborah Hill Ministries, and the financial contributions of our faith partners like you worldwide. If you would like to become a faith partner, you can do so by sowing a seed of any amount at $KingdomRule. That's $KingdomRule via Cash App, PayPal, or Givly. If you need prayer, you can do so by calling us at 757-539-7079. That's 757-539-7079. And if you're in the Tidewater area of Virginia, please be our guest by visiting us at Love Center Family Church at 362 East Washington Street in Suffolk, Virginia. Services are Sundays at 11 a.m. and Tuesdays at 7 p.m. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. And remember to reach out to the world with the love of God. And remember, God loves you just as much as he loved Jesus. And faith and the anointing worketh by God's love. You have a great week.